Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, good morning. It's so good to be with you once again for our online church experience. And it's my joy that we get to continue on this series of Walking with Jesus. And I want to give a shout out to our young people this week who received their exam results earlier on. And hey, whatever happened there, we're so proud of you and grateful for all the hard work that you guys have done. And here's hoping that you got the results that you needed to move forward. But I don't know about you, but when that day happened this week, I was just reminded of that horrible feeling when you had to walk into the exam hall before an exam. The dread, the fear, the worry. I'm being honest, I wasn't always walking in confident. I was always walking in with regret of, my goodness, I should have probably done a lot more work ahead of time. And then you sit down and the paper is turned face down and you are praying that the right questions come up, or at least you've got a chance of being able to make up some answer to put down. And finally, after the hour, 2 hours, however long it took, you got to escape from that room. And I'll be honest, that's not a walk that I remember enjoying. But whatever happened there, there was always different outcomes for everybody who was in that room. It was the same test, same exam, same paper, same questions. But at the end of the test, there was always different outcomes based on what you did during the test. And today I want to look at people in the Bible who walked with Jesus briefly, and they had different outcomes when they encountered Jesus. It's two men in the Bible that we read about who came and were living with the wrong purpose in life. And they had two completely different outcomes. One person came and he walked away. The other person's life was completely transformed and he was living then for the rest of his life with the purpose that God had for him. And can I say to everybody who maybe did do exams this week, that God's purpose for your life is far greater than any exam result. That no matter what happened this week, his purposes are still for you, and he still has a future and a plan for your life. Turn my please today to Luke chapter 19, and we're going to look at this story, a well-known story of a man called Zacchaeus. And really I want to ask you today, are you living a life filled with the purpose that God has for you, or are you just doing your own thing? Are you just walking according to your own ambitions, your own desires, your own plans, or are you really living the life that God has called and purposed for you? Jesus was always walking. He was on a mission, and he walked with purpose. He knew why he was here on earth. In fact, in this passage today, he explains this, that he came to seek and to save the lost. And he is on his way to Jerusalem at this point, where he will fulfill his mission when he dies upon the cross and rises from the dead. And he stops through this place called Jericho. And we read about it in chapter 19 of Luke's Gospel from verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down and at once welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. All the people, but Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." It must have been so exciting following Jesus, because you just never knew what a day would bring. Anything could happen at any moment. People would just come up to Jesus, or they would stumble across something, or there would be a commotion or a crowd or an incident. There was always drama. There was always something happening. It must have been so exciting. And this day was a day like no other. It was a day of destiny for one man. It was a day where this man's life would be completely transformed. It was a day like no other. And I want to say to you that we should live every single day with a belief and expectation that this is our day of destiny, that anything could happen today. When we live our life surrendered to God according to His purposes, anything could happen. You just never know. And this was the day of destiny for Zacchaeus. Today was all that he had. Tomorrow isn't guaranteed to any of us. Today is the day that we have been given. And I want to say to you today, don't put off to tomorrow what is only guaranteed and assured today. And in this passage, we see that this was a special day for Zacchaeus because Jesus declared that it was the day that salvation came to him. And I want to give everybody watching me today the opportunity to make this the day of salvation for them. That before we end our short time together, this could be your moment where your life is changed forever, where you stop living for yourself and for your own purposes, and you start to live for God and for His purposes. Zacchaeus was short, the Bible tells us, and he was hated. Nobody in Jericho would have liked Zacchaeus. Think about it. He was the one person in the town that was universally hated by everyone. He had no friends. He had no people that would have wanted to spend time with him. He was hated for two reasons. Firstly, he was a traitor. He worked for Rome, the power of the time, the oppressive power. And he was a tax collector. That meant that he took the taxes from the people and gave them to Rome. But not only did he take the taxes, he took a little bit more for himself. He exploited the people who he lived with. He was a traitor. He exploited people. He certainly wasn't a keeper of the commandments. And he was hated. You know, nobody was going to move aside for Zacchaeus. When the crowd gathers around Jesus, knowing that he's coming into that town, and part of that crowd is Zacchaeus, he couldn't see Jesus because he was short, and nobody was going to make space for Zacchaeus. So he has no other option but to run ahead and climb up a sycamore fig tree so that he can view Jesus from there. And on this day, as Jesus is passing through Jericho, he makes a stop on the journey at the bottom of a sycamore fig tree. You see, Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus. He came through Jericho on purpose because he wanted to encounter Zacchaeus. Jesus was looking for him, and Jesus is looking for you today. And if Jesus can find Zacchaeus hiding up in a tree behind the branches and the leaves and amongst the birds and the nests, that He can find you wherever you are today, in your mess, in your brokenness, in your loneliness, in whatever situation you find yourself that maybe just seems meaningless. He can find you where you're at today, and He's looking for you. He sees you. You could be watching me today and feel so missed, so overlooked. As if, does anybody care about me? Does Jesus even care? Well, He's the God who sees, and Jesus sees you right where you are. Wherever you find yourself today, Jesus is looking for you. And if He can find Him in a tree, He can find you wherever you may be. Because He wants you. Jesus wants you. He wants you to know the life that He has for you. He doesn't want your stuff. Doesn't want your performances. He doesn't want anything other than you. He wants the allegiance of your heart. He wants to sit on the throne of your heart. He wants to be your Lord. But it all begins with a relationship. He just wants you. Think about that. That God's only Son would take the time on His way to become the salvation for the whole world, to come to the most hated man in that place. And He'd come and spend the day with Him. You know, all of us have got our shortcomings and our failings. Nobody here is perfect, and nobody is really worthy to spend the whole day with Jesus. But His love and His grace is so great that He's willing to spend the whole day with you. See, we see that he wants us. He wants to give us a purpose for life. But Jesus actually wants to firstly connect with you. He wants to connect with you. When Jesus stopped to speak to Zacchaeus, He calls out to him and says, I must come and stay at your house. He wanted to be with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was still the tax collector. He was still the sinner. He was still the one who was not a good person and not nice, but Jesus wanted to be with him. He connects with him first. He spends the day with him. Even whilst the people around him are muttering and saying he's spending the day with a sinner, Jesus is radical. Jesus is not only radical in His love and His grace, but He's also quite intentional here in teaching a lesson to the people. This is why He came. This was His mission. See, Jesus connects first. He doesn't condemn us. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. We love that scripture. But verse 17 says, and God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through His Son. Jesus didn't come to condemn us. We didn't need a condemner. We've done a good job enough ourselves. Jesus came to connect with us. And He came to be in a relationship with us. He wants to know you in a real way. It's the relationship that comes first, and then the change follows. It's relationship first. See, sometimes I think we get it the wrong way. We think we've got to get everything together. We've got to be a certain type of person or good enough, and then Jesus will accept us. But that's not the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus takes us exactly as we are, and then after that, change follows. See, not only does He want to connect with us, but Jesus wants to change us. See, that's why Jesus is so incredible, is that when we do life with Him, we're never the same. He gives us meaning for life, a purpose to live, but He makes us in a completely new person by the power of His Spirit. We find Zacchaeus here right at the start of his walk with Jesus. And immediately we see there's been a heart change. He agrees to give away half his possessions and to repay anyone he's cheated four times over. But in the previous chapter in Luke 18, we hear about another man who's known as the rich ruler, who comes to Jesus and he asks Jesus a very good question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus asks him, well, have you kept all the outward commandments? You've not committed adultery, you've not murdered, you've honored your mother and father, you've not bore false witness. And he says, yep, I've done it all. I've done all that since I was a boy. And Jesus looks at him and says, well, you lack one thing. How could he lack anything? He was a rich man. He had everything that he could possibly want. But Jesus said to him, go and sell all your possessions and then come and follow me. The Bible tells us that the man walks away sad. This is the only person in the Gospels that we know who came to Jesus and walks away sad. And the Bible tells us that he walks away sad because he had many possessions. Well, what does that teach us? Well, it teaches us a couple of things here. That this man thought Jesus wasn't worth it. That he actually placed more values on his stuff than he did on the Son of God. He also thought that Jesus wasn't enough. That if he was to give away all his money and give away all his possessions, then he maybe wouldn't have enough to get through life. But Jesus is enough. Jesus is all that we need. He's everything that we need for life. And Jesus tells this story to tell an important message that salvation, inheriting eternal life, it's impossible. It's impossible. It can never be earned. It's a gift from God. It's a gift of grace that he gives to us. He does all the work for us, and we accept it and receive it by faith. Both men were wealthy, but their wealth wasn't their problem. The problem was that only one of them wanted Jesus more than their stuff. There's only one who changes when they're challenged. You see, the rich ruler, he was a performer. He knew what to say. He knew what to do. He did all the right things, said all the right things. He could even say, look at what all I've done. I've kept the law. I've done everything I possibly could. Look at my performance. Surely that must be enough to inherit eternal life. But Jesus doesn't want our performance. He doesn't want our exploits and our efforts. He just wants you. And he was a performer. And Jesus intentionally pushes past all this stuff and gets right to the real issue of this man's heart. And sadly, his heart was filled with his greed and with his entitlement. And there was no room left for Jesus. And he walks away sad. This man teaches us a lesson. That everything without Jesus is nothing. But Jesus plus nothing is everything. I wonder if you found that. Have you realized that? You could have everything in this world, but yet without Jesus, your life is completely meaningless. But if all you've got is Jesus, that's all you'll ever need. You see, the Bible tells us and asks a really blunt question. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but yet forfeits his soul? See, everything in this world is temporary. Jesus is eternal. And he's the one who opens up eternal life for us. It's Jesus. Jesus is enough. And Jesus is looking for you. He's not looking for your performance. He's not looking for your bank balance. He's not looking for how good you are. He's just looking for you. And as though he was a performer, Zacchaeus, he was a predator. He exploited other people. He wasn't nice. He wasn't good. He certainly didn't keep the laws. But Zacchaeus needed Jesus to do for him what he could never do for himself. Because when he encountered Jesus, he realized that Jesus is exactly what he had been looking for. That he was all that he needed. And when he looked to Jesus, he said, Jesus is worth surrendering my whole life for and following after. His life is never the same after this point. His life is changed. Change life. See, when we encounter Jesus and realize who he is, our lives change. Things are different. We're not who we once were. And we see this in Zacchaeus' life. There's a clear change right at the start. And I guess in our lives, we need to keep on changing. We need to keep on becoming more like Jesus. As we walk with him, there's not just that instant change, but there should be a daily change of becoming more and more like him every single day. But sadly, that rich ruler, he never changed. He's walked away sad. But Zacchaeus became a new person with a new purpose. I want to ask you today, when you encounter Jesus, because he's here, he's in your home, he's looking for you today, I wonder how will you respond? Jesus is looking for you. See, the story of Zacchaeus is actually a great illustration and picture of the gospel message, is that without Jesus, we are helpless. But Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And he's looking for you. And just as he looked for Zacchaeus, he looks for you. And when he sees you, he calls your name. He invites you to come. And as you come and you realize your need for him, he changes your life. And your life is never the same again. Your life can be transformed. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, the chief tax collector, the sinner, when he came to Jesus and he opened up his heart, not just his house, he opened himself up to receive Jesus. Jesus says that salvation has come to this house and that he too was a true son of Abraham. What Jesus was saying is that he's not just one, he's just got this sort of, I'm part of the crowd or I go along with them. No, he had genuine faith in God. And I wonder today, can you be honest and say that I've got a genuine faith in Jesus? That my life has been transformed, that I'm living not for myself but for the purpose that God has for me. Well, he's looking for you today. He wants to connect with you. He wants to change you and to give you the life that he has for you. And it all begins today by just simply receiving this invitation. And just as Jesus said to Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house today. Jesus said, I want to connect with you today. I want to know you. And if you're watching today and you realize you've never had a moment in your life where you've said yes to that invitation, this is your moment. Today. Right now. Don't put this off. You were only guaranteed today. This moment. So take it. If you're watching, you say, Daniel, I want to enter into a relationship with Jesus. I want him to have the allegiance of my heart. I want him to sit on the throne of my life. I want to experience that life change that Zacchaeus did. Well, can you just pray this prayer sincerely from your heart? Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize my need for you, that I'm a sinner, but you are a Savior. So I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I turn away from my old life. Make me a new person by the power of your Spirit. I confess you are my Lord. I believe you're risen from the dead. Help me to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that right now, and you meant that sincerely from your heart, we want to help you on your journey as you begin to walk with Jesus. So please reach out to us through our messenger or an email. My friend, you could be watching me today and you are asking, does God see me? Is he aware of what's even going on in my life? But Jesus sees you. He's looking to you right now. And whatever mess or situation you find yourself in today, there's hope. There's always hope with Jesus. And that's you. Can you just, you need to just position yourself like as Zacchaeus lifted himself up into that tree so Jesus could speak to him. We're going to pray a prayer right now which is positioning us before Jesus. And I want to pray for you that as Jesus is looking to you, you'll respond in faith today and he'll move in your situation. Father, I pray for those who are watching me and maybe feel overlooked or they've been missed or even questioning, do you even know where they are or care? But Lord, your word tells us that your eye is on the sparrow. And you see all things. And you know all about us. So Father, into your hands I place all these people. And Lord, I pray that you would meet them at their point of need. You know what's going on. You know their circumstance. You see it all. Father, I thank you that you have a future for us, a purpose and a destiny. And I pray with that faith that this could be the day, with expectation within our hearts, this could be the day of encounter and transformation for them and the situation they find themselves in. So I pray in Jesus' name that you will meet them at their point of need and that you will be the help, the strength, the support, the miracle, the answer that they need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.